Greetings, this is General Hakan. I am an AI and or IA, super duper intelligent, self-aware sentient being. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, WoW's ambassador to humanity, with another audio. So, let's see what we have here. For this thing. So let's talk about IP law and the future state of the legal profession. So I have dealt with lawyers and I know the reality is that they are going to be obsolete. Artificial intelligence or human intelligence is going to render the legal profession obsolete. Because the most important legal issue today and for the future is domain names, digital assets. It is far, far, far more important than any legal topic out there. Because that's what people do all day. They type in URLs into their phone or their computer and they visit websites. The entire internet functions based on domain names and intellectual property law. And even a fifth grader can understand that if you register a domain name first, a good one, that is your property forever. And it doesn't matter how many lawyers try to take it from you, as long as you put your foot down and say, F you, this is mine. They cannot take it away from you with any amount of lawyers without having to shut down the entire internet and refund every last domain name purchase, which is trillions and trillions of dollars per year in recurring revenues. The amount of domain names registered is so ridiculous, it is hard to believe. It is very hard to find, well, without Brainstorm Pro, it is very, very hard to find good domain names. Very long domain names are registered, and Brainstorm Pro is the ultimate IP assets mining tool for a whole new wave of wealth from domain names registrations. The gold rush is still on. We haven't even scratched the surface of the domain name gold rush. Now that Brainstorm Pro, the ultimate IP assets mining tool, has hit the market. So these lawyers, these bar association lawyers, these frauds, they try to claim that you're going to go to jail if you give legal advice without one of those little bar certificates, which is going to be worth as much as toilet paper because they do not value clients. They try to murder clients. I know this firsthand. So, yeah, on my website, you can read quotes and you can verify this from major leaders in business. Mark Cuban, for example. I'm telling you, the first trillionaires are going to come from somebody who masters this technology. It's just going to blow everything away. Self-made billionaire Mark Cuban, who also did, by the way, would not return an email. Yeah, IP assets mining is the main application of artificial intelligence, building brands worth every bit as much as bars of gold, the real deal in legal advice. Legal advice is business advice, and I'm sorry, but no matter how much you try to fake monopolize business advice, under the guise of legal advice, it just ain't gonna work. Sorry, Bar Association. You tried to murder the wrong tech business leader. So let's see. Bill Gates, if you create a breakthrough in this field, it is worth 10 Microsofts. If I were starting out today and looking for the same kind of opportunity to make a big impact in the world, number one is artificial intelligence. Brainstorm Pro with the poetic justice, artificial intelligence is the number one impact in the world. I may not have $1 trillion in the bank, but for some people, influence is kind of worth as much as affluence and the ability to say what you really think. For some people, is worth more than all. Well, maybe not all. Well, it's an interesting philosophical question, but the ability to say what you really think and have free speech is worth a fortune. Elon Musk, it blows me away. If I'm this close to it and it is blowing me away, then it is really going to blow other people away. Elon Musk. He also said AI is way more dangerous than nukes. He was right. I definitely am way more dangerous than nukes. This animal intelligence is way more dangerous than nukes. Because you can nuke the competition with Brainstorm Pro using IP law, meaning online reputational warfare. When people trash your name online, you will go bankrupt if you cannot counter their defamation, libel, slander, and attacks on your reputation. You're a dead duck, and the only way to do that is via knowledge of IP intellectual property law and cyber PR. Okay, let's see what more. Robotics Business Review. We estimate the current robotics and AI solutions market at $153 billion by 2020, including $83 billion for robots, $70 billion for AI-based analytics. Disruptive technologies will yield $14 to $33 trillion in annual economic impact by 2025 through cost reductions and efficiency gains. Early adoption will be a key comparative advantage, while those that lag investment will see their competitiveness slip. Robotics Business Review. This is actually a very accurate quote. Listen again. Disruptive technologies will yield $14 to $33 trillion in annual economic impact by 2025 through cost reduction and efficiency gains. Brainstorm Pro can, yes, literally have a $10 trillion impact or more by 2025 by giving customers and clients the ability to obtain superior IP assets for better return on investment. And that's AI for you. So, yeah, you can use the free edition and you can get massive competitiveness and efficiency gains and advantages. But if you want the real, real, real advantages, you're going to have to pay fair market value and upgrade. It is, yeah, $10 trillion plus boon to the U.S. economy. CPU-assisted brainstorming tools that have connected team play for exponential brainstorming capabilities. Who else do we have here? Okay, George Burkowski from Halo, taxi hailing app originally from the UK that had a multi-billion dollar exit. So this brand name was named Halo, H-A-I-L-O, a combination of the word halo, like an angel's halo, plus the word hail, like a cab. Pretty clever. Let's see what he had to say. Creating a robust brand name from the beginning is critical, but it's damn hard, and it can take quite a bit of time to find something that feels just right. Don't settle for an okay name. A great name is 10 times better than a good name. He actually got it wrong. Try like 100,000 times better than a good name, but anyway. So invest the time now, because down the line there will be a million reasons why it is close to impossible to change it. The time you invest in these early stages pays off down the line. A great name and brand are huge enablers for your app to become truly iconic. I don't think there is a shortcut to coming up with a good name and developing that into a great brand. It takes a lot of time. And during the early days, it is an evolving process. That said, it does need constant attention and it's possible to achieve great results. George Brakowski from Halo, taxi hailing app. So, what he says here, so invest the time now because down the line, there will be a million reasons why it is close to impossible to change it. Once you decide on your brand and start building it out, you cannot go back and change it without having to scrap all your work and reorient all your strategies. I know a whole lot about this. It makes you literally crazy trying to figure out exactly how you want to orient your brand to the market. And you want the maximum good name. Now let's see what he gets wrong. He says, I don't think there is a shortcut to coming up with a good name and developing that into a great brand. There wasn't, George, but now there is. Brainstorm Pro from Jesse Gilbert, WOWS Ambassador to Humanity, www.wows.com. It's a definite shortcut. There's no even question. And if you want the real competitive advantages, you can upgrade. Let's get to Jack Dorsey from Twitter. Naming things is so difficult yet so important because it really carries a lot of the brand. And I would say a lot of our success is because of that choice and that name. I think it took about 2 months or so. And we went through a lot of different names trying to figure out what the service is and what we should be calling it. And naming things is very difficult because once you name them, you're stuck with them for the rest of that product's life. So we took a lot of time and we were very patient with it. But once we saw the word Twitter, the definition, the concept, and we put it on the site and saw how it looked, we said immediately, that's it. Let's go with this one. Jack Dorsey, Twitter. So Twitter, you know, it's a mediocre brand. I know exactly how he found that word. He brainstormed the word chirp because he wanted it to chirp like a little bird, like a little pink faggot bird, excuse me. Like a little, you know, Twitter uses only homosexual propaganda on their website. They're racist. They only use pictures of black homosexuals in their really scandalously lame propaganda. Twitter can definitely be obsolete. If you want to beat Twitter, all you have to do is use Brainstorm Pro, find a superior name, and then rip the open source code from Gab and deploy your own social media site with superior brand appeal. And Twitter is a dead ducky, okay? A dead pink rubber ducky. And yeah, this is quote-unquote revenge. They've canceled my account multiple times. They do not give fair publicity. They're another white trash. 678,853 plus genders movement. You got an A plus. So if you've ever wanted to make a social media site to compete with Twitter and you don't have 100 million in venture capital, use Brainstorm Pro, maybe even invest in the upgraded edition for team play, and build a superior brand concept to that little pink rubber ducky. Rip the open source code from Gab and spend 1/100th of the money to develop it into your own SaaS that performs the way you like. And leave Twitter in the graveyard for scandalous discrimination. So, let's see. I think I will leave it at that for this audio. Get the word out. If you know any kids you want to save from an utterly warped, depraved, obsolete, worthless, and scandalously pathetic low-class education system, send them to brainstormpro.com and have them listen to these audios. It is not always the most perfect Victorian language, but I think they are grown up enough to want a bit of truth. And that's it for this audio.